From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP said it wouldn't happen, but it is. Thick black oil from BP's leaking Gulf well is seeping into Louisiana marshes, and Governor Bobby Jindal says it's devastating news.
This is one of the oldest wildlife management areas here in Louisiana, and now it's covered in oil. There have been people in this state that have fished this area literally for decades, for years. This is a way of life for us down here.
Experts tell Congress they think the leak is much bigger than BP claims. With charts and graphs, Purdue University professor Steve Worley explains to lawmakers.
What we can see here is that all outsider estimates are considerably higher than BP's, and that there's a good overlap among the outsider estimates.
BP says it may not be able to permanently cap the leaking oil well until August. Afghan authorities say they have found the wreckage of a passenger plane that crashed on Monday. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports none of the 48 people on board survived.
It took Afghan and international forces 3 days scouring the rugged terrain to find the wreckage. Foul weather is believed to have caused the crash of the domestic flight from the northern city of Kunduz to Kabul, a route that passes over the high Hindu Kush Mountains. The flight was an Antonov 12 propeller plane, a model which was recently banned from the airspace of neighboring Dubai because of safety concerns. 3 Britons and 1 American were on board the flight, which was commonly used by international aid workers to avoid what has become a dangerous drive between northern Afghanistan and the capital. Also in Afghanistan, the U.S. military is holding 1 American soldier in connection to the murder of as many as 3 Afghan civilians. The soldier and several in the same unit are also accused of illegal drug use and assault. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Ousted Republican Senator Robert Bennett will announce today whether he will mount a write-in campaign to retain his Utah Senate seat. The 3-term incumbent lost his re-election bid at a state Republican convention earlier this month. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
Senator Robert Bennett is considered the first Republican victim of an anti-incumbent, ultra-conservative atmosphere. Tea Party activists in Utah rejected Bennett as not Republican enough and engineered his defeat in a bid for a 4th term at the state Republican convention this month. It's too late under Utah law to run as an independent, so the only re-election option is a write-in campaign, an expensive and logistical challenge. Bennett's announcement about his plans is scheduled at the offices of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, fueling speculation he won't try to keep his Senate seat. The committee has already said it'll support either of the 2 Republican candidates who survive the state convention and will seek the party nomination in a primary election next month. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Stocks are down partly on news that unemployment claims rose unexpectedly last week. This is NPR News. A Malawi court has sentenced a gay couple to the maximum of 14 years in prison with hard labor. The sentence is outraging human rights groups. And Vicky O'Hara reports it's drawing international attention to the persecution of homosexuals in southern Africa.
The 2 gay men in Malawi were charged with gross indecency and unnatural acts. Stephen Mwanjeza, who's 26, and Tawanga Chembalanga, who's 20, had been in jail since last December when they held an engagement ceremony. The judge in the case said he was imposing a tough sentence in order to protect the public. Southern African nations are socially conservative. Homosexuals frequently are a target of violence. In South Africa, which allows gay marriage, lesbians have been the target of rape and murder by perpetrators who said they were determined to correct their behavior. Human rights groups say that even in South Africa, crimes against homosexuals go unrecognized by authorities and unpunished. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
There's a general strike in Greece today. Workers are angry over the government austerity program to get Greece out of its financial crisis. But world stock markets are down again because of the financial problems in Europe. Investors worry about how far it will spread and how it will affect the global economy. Buildings continue to smolder across central Bangkok, Thailand today as troops continue to exchange occasional fire with holdouts among anti-government protesters. Officials have extended a nighttime curfew in Bangkok and nearly 2 dozen provinces for 3 more days. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.